In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, this is the second Christmas season message. It is entitled Jesus' Virgin Birth. As we prepare to celebrate Christmas, it is key to understand the important meaning of Christ's virgin birth in a divine plan to save humanity. From the start of human history, an existential problem arose. The problem threatened the very existence of the human race. Humans were designed from the very beginning with a unique nature, bringing them into a unique relationship with their Creator. The Creator chose to create man as a very special creature with very special qualities, setting him apart from all other creatures. He was created differently. By divine breath, he was given an imperishable soul. So he alone enjoyed the divine image and spiritual likeness, connecting him directly to the Creator. This special connection was broken by the success of the evil one in leading our first parents to doubt God's integrity and instruction. Thus, the human soul was corrupted. It could not be repaired. It had to be recreated. This is at the very heart of the doctrine of the virgin birth of Christ. At the beginning of the New Testament, we read of the fulfillment of the years of divine Old Testament preparation. After God called Abraham as a first step, three sets of 14 generations passed in the process of creating and purifying a nation and preserving King David's line, ultimately leading to Christ's coming. We read in chapter 1 of the Gospel of Matthew, "So all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Christ, 14 generations." Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." Brothers and sisters, note the key statement in verses 22 and 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel." This quotes the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 7. This prophecy was announced about 7 centuries earlier, before the fall of the Old Testament nation kingdom. At the time, the people longed for their kingdom to be preserved by divine intervention, stopping the invading Babylonians. The Lord's response through the prophet Isaiah and also the prophet Micah was not a promise of physical deliverance. Instead, the Lord gave assurance of a different kind of divine intervention. The promise was far more reaching than preserving a declining and corrupted earthly nation kingdom. God reasserted afresh that he had not abandoned his plan to save the human soul. He promised direct intervention by giving the Hebrew name Emmanuel. The name means God with us. In other words, God was promising that he would directly make his presence clear. This is the heart of the Christmas message. Mary's fiancé, Joseph, had every reason to be concerned about Mary's pregnancy, without which he had nothing to do. He was a good man. He loved his fiancée and did not want to harm her. Contemplating what to do, he received the angel's message. The message was so much more than reassurance of Mary's innocence. The angel identified Joseph as a son of David. This is very important in the light of the previously given detailed lineage of Joseph and Mary. They were descendants of King David, whom God promised an abiding everlasting kingdom. The angel's words rang true in Joseph's ears. It made him think deeper. Like many godly Jews, Joseph believed God's promises. Through the prophets of the Old Testament scriptures, God had repeatedly promised the coming of the Savior King from Abraham's line down through David's descendants. In the dream, the angel's words reassured Joseph that Mary was a virgin. By the work of the Holy Spirit, she was expecting a child without any man's involvement. This was confirmed by God's word in the Old Testament scriptures. Joseph already knew about the long-awaited Messiah. Genesis 3:15 promised the seed of woman to reverse the corrupting result of Satan's temptation of Adam and Eve. Sin required a solution. The solution involved a new person born to woman without man. Things began to make sense. Joseph and other believers of his day knew many more promises of the Messiah in the Old Testament scriptures. The angel's words reminded him of God's miraculous promise to the prophet Isaiah in chapter 7, verse 14. A remarkable promise. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. What a wonderful comfort! Joseph had more than the words of the angel in a dream. He had the truth promised by God himself in the scriptures. The Holy Spirit, the divine author of scriptures, also brought about Mary's pregnancy. He inspired the prophet Isaiah to foretell the virgin birth, which the Holy Spirit himself made a reality in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Now Joseph's concerns were all relieved. Yet the message of the angel gave Joseph what he and many other believers had been waiting for. From generation to generation, over many centuries, a Savior was coming. The angel told Joseph that Mary's child would be called Savior or Deliverer. That is the meaning of the name Jesus. As the Holy Spirit breathed into the first Adam, giving him a living human soul, he did so again, planting a new sinless soul in the womb of the Virgin Mary. This time, it was more than the coming of a new human being. It was a fulfillment of God's direct promise of salvation work. So the Virgin Mary's son is called both Jesus, meaning Savior, and also Emmanuel, meaning God with us. That is what Christmas is all about. God Himself joins our humanity as the new Adam, Emmanuel, God with us. As a new Adam, He comes to save fallen humanity, which descended from sinful Adam. Jesus, the new Adam, establishes a new humanity, which by His Word and Spirit He gathers from all nations, just as God had promised Abraham. At Christmas, we celebrate God joining our human race to provide salvation. Jesus is our Savior. That is what we all celebrate on Christmas Day. Hallelujah! The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the message of Christmas, the message of the gospel. Amen.